This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Taming of Red Thunder by Max Brand. Performed by Terrence Azelford.
The Taming of Red Thunder. There was a man named Harter who was more self-made than anybody you could imagine. He was born with an impediment in his speech, and the first time he tried anything, he always failed. He had to be either very patient or go crazy, so he turned into the most patient man in the world. He was nearly 30 before he worked his way through college, and he was all of 35 before he finished his law course. The reason he won so many cases was that the judge and jury sympathized with his stammering. He sweated so hard and was so honest that 12 men and women always sat on the edges of their chairs and hoped he would win. He was 40 when he married. And at 60-odd, he had a comfortable fortune, plus a beautiful 20-year-old daughter who knew 3 modern languages and had friends all over Europe. He would not have been surprised if she married a title, but instead of that, she decided on a return to the soil. What she admired in her father was not his victory over the world, but his conquest of himself, which began on a Middle Western farm. She went farther west and bought a large acreage of California hills in the Coast Range. It was in the books for her to fail, but she had the sense to find a good foreman and use his brains. The result was that she did fairly well. And, though Harter was not pleased, he could not complain. Until, at the end of the 4th year, she decided to marry her foreman. This was a shock to Harter. On his last trip to California, he had met Joe Langley and liked him. But a 37-year-old cattleman was not...